If you're a company leader, then you probably hate inconsistency in the business because that inhibits growth. And that certainly applies to inconsistent sales messaging and conversations too. Today is the second brief episode in a special leadership series on how leaders create consistent sales conversations. We'll discuss the way to get everyone, quite literally, on the same page. This is the Manage Your Message podcast.
Welcome to the Manage Your Message podcast, where professionals come for ideas and inspiration to grow by talking about their businesses more effectively and getting lots of other people to do the same. Here is your host, consultant, professional speaker, and author, Jim Carr.
Come on in. Welcome to the Manage Your Message podcast. I'm Jim Carr. I help executives and leaders to grow their businesses through more consistently effective sales conversations, bringing together marketing, sales, product, service, and other teams across an organization. I do that through consulting, training, and both virtual and in-person speaking. Our shared goal in the podcast is to close a common and expensive gap in B2B companies across industries. That's the gap in confidence sellers have in the value of what they offer compared to the confidence they have in how to talk about what they offer. That gap means their message isn't nearly as good as what they offer to the world. Too many good leaders and good companies struggle with this. They have a message that perhaps unintentionally makes them sound like just another commodity, or they lack consistency because their team is delivering the message 100 different ways. Or perhaps they have only a few people, a few messengers who can create opportunities and generate lots of revenue. Our mission in this podcast is to address those common challenges and help you grow your business. That's also the point of my book, The Science of Customer Connections: Manage Your Message to Grow Your Business. In the podcast here, we're in a short solo series, no guests, just focused on the unique role of leaders in the business. CEOs, sales leaders, revenue leader, and owners, and how you can get everyone on the same page for those precious opportunities for real-time conversations with customers and prospects. In our last episode, we focused on why leaders need to be the proactive force in the company if you want to transform your customer connections and have a company filled with confident message managers. Today, let's talk about the necessity for a central source of truth in your company, the kind that drives consistency in your conversations, and at the same time can break down barriers between sales, marketing, and other parts of the business. This central source of truth is most often called a playbook, but I've also had clients call it a guide or even a recipe book. Whatever you choose to call the mechanism for change, let's make sure it is conceived and structured in a way that will lead to successful change and change for the long haul. So first, let's specify what a useful playbook is not, because that term gets thrown around so much these days, it is often misused. A playbook is not a script. There are some leaders who so want consistency in what everyone says and get so frustrated with the inconsistency they see that they want to specify in excruciating detail exactly what everyone must say. That might be the mission statement or the company's story or a value proposition. It can become a bit like memorizing state capitals or the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Did anyone else have to do that in school? This could feel like an appealing and enforceable solution to inconsistency, but scripts tend to create more problems than they solve. Training to and enforcing a script makes your team ultimately sound like a bunch of robots. And in today's world, we have enough bots to deal with, don't we? Your sellers need to be more agile and more human than that. And they need to be asking good questions and serving as active listeners in the moment, not spouting the company line on demand. Furthermore, your best performers will be the ones who push back the most against a script that's handed to them. And why shouldn't they? It's far better to curate the best stories, questions, and insights from those high performers into a playbook format so that everyone can improve. Your playbook is also not a rule book. For example, it shouldn't be the details of using the CRM or how to get a price exception for a proposal or RFP response. Now, I've helped with playbooks that outline, for example, a sales process, playbooks that help frontline managers to become effective coaches, playbooks all about onboarding procedures. But those approach desired behaviors at a much more strategic level. It's not getting too granular of the rules to follow. For a messaging playbook, we also want to be strategic and very focused. In the next episode, I'll talk with you about how you can get everyone focused on the most important sales conversations for your growth plans. There's one more thing that a truly effective playbook is not: a library. Many companies have extensive collections of sales tools, decks, collateral, research, case studies, other potential content for their key sales conversations. And this certainly can make for a valuable asset, but also can present inherent problems. Think of it from the standpoint of a stressed out, time-pressed salesperson, or account manager, or customer success professional, or marketer, anyone else across your team. If that person is preparing for a specific conference, demo, account review, or appointment, they can tend to wonder, where do I find what I need in the midst of all this? How do I use it in different situations? Is this information fresh or is it dated? What can I share with a prospect, or is there any part of this that's proprietary? In short, libraries and content collections tend to be very heavy on good information, but light on the how, the when, or the where for its use. If your messengers lack guidance in how, when, and where, then they will likely not use the content, or they might give it a shot and misuse it and mangle it. How should we conceive of this playbook? As I advise clients, let's always make decisions that lean toward adoption and behavioral change. That means we can get brutal in a good way about things like focus, simplicity, using common language, ease of access, letting messengers help to create the message, and planning for training and reinforcement ahead of time. We'll cover a few of those priorities over the next few episodes, but this imperative of ease of access begs some questions itself. Where should this playbook ultimately reside? Who has control over the content? And how can you best control access? Different companies approach the access issue in different ways. A few like having printed copies of their playbook available, at least at launch time. But most want something digital and easily edited with different levels of access and visibility. Some companies with an existing learning management system, or LMS, will simply plug this in there. Some use parts of the content in specific areas of their sales process, accessed through their CRM. For others, they might not have a fancy system in place. They're more interested in a platform. And there are good options in that sort of scenario as well. For example, I have a partnership with a firm that has a platform in which companies can load content, provide access on any device, send and receive videos for coaching and certification, all the bells and whistles. Again, there are lots of options. The key consideration is on adoption and behavioral change. What will your teams use? And in using it, what will they do differently in order to get better results? If you're looking for more consistently good results from your sales messaging and thus good revenue results, then I hope you see the necessity for a central source of conversational truth. When created properly, this helps your individual sellers and other professionals on your teams to save time, be more customer focused, ask good questions, and gain confidence. The big transformation, of course, comes across teams, breaking down walls across business units and regions, plus helping new employees and people changing roles to get up to speed faster. Good news this doesn't have to be some protracted, drawn-out process either. When leaders commit to making this a priority and get the right people involved, then the process of creating this type of actionable playbook can be a matter of a couple of months, maybe a few weeks. And then you'll have something that's ready for launch, training, and coaching. I'm going through the steps in this short series of the podcast. In our next episode in the series, I'll share with you ideas on how to focus, deciding on the key conversation or maybe two conversations that everyone needs to master and be confident in. If you haven't done so already, then I would appreciate your subscribing to the show and leaving us that 5-star review, because that does help other revenue and business leaders like you to find us. Feel free to tell your friends about us as well. We don't have ads in the podcast. We don't put anything behind a wall, not trying to sell you anything in particular. Our goal is to help you and your company have a message that's just as good as what you sell. If you have an idea for the podcast, or if you'd like to talk about ways to get your team leading more effective sales conversations, then you can reach me at jim@jimcarr.com. That's K-A-R-R-H. And my mobile number is on the website at jimcarr.com. I tailor speaking, leadership, and training programs according to the message you need to convey, the opportunities to create and equip your messengers, and the best ways to build management habits that build long-term advantages without you having to change your products or pricing or business model. Until next time, message managers, thanks for joining the conversation.
Thanks for joining us on the Manage Your Message podcast with Jim Carr. You'll find show notes and other resources at manageyourmessagepodcast.com and jimcarr.com. Please help us serve you and other message managers by subscribing to, rating, and reviewing this podcast. And connect with Jim on LinkedIn and on Twitter at Jim Carr. Until next time, we hope your business message is shared well and often.